This is a reading of a gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. And they asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him." When the word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city and said, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" And they told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It is you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell them exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. And then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go and find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word, and I will join you at once to worship him." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star that they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house, and they saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. And then they opened their suitcases and they presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod. So they worked out another route. They left the territory without being seen, and they returned to their own country. This is a story of Jesus' birth told to us by Matthew. Matthew wrote his gospel some 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Matthew wanted his listeners to understand and to believe that Jesus was the new Moses. And so he told Jesus' story in reference to Moses' story. Moses was the savior of his people and brought them out of bondage. Jesus will also save his people and bring them from the bondage of sin. In Moses' story, Moses as an infant was going to be slaughtered by the king, and he was rescued by an Egyptian princess. Jesus, therefore, also has a story where his life is in peril and his family must go to Egypt in order to survive. It's impossible to know if the story is true or not, but it really explains who Matthew believes Jesus is and who Jesus can be for us. Jesus is to be our king, who shows the way a Hebrew king is to live and govern. Hebrew kings were expected to observe God's covenant and laws. They were to defend the nation and to rule the people as if they were his relatives with justice and righteousness. Then, as now, there are good kings and bad kings. Herod was not a good king. We have all had epiphanies, those moments of revelation those eye-opening experiences in our own life, times when we had a dream, or a conversation, or an encounter that we right away knew was right and true. The Magi had a moment of sudden revelation. They believed they had to follow a star. In today's story, we learned about the Magi's journey, which I will compare to our journey, and perhaps give you some new insights in ways to live with bad kings. One of the many things that I will throw into our travel bag is the need to remember that times are always changing, and we need to be ready to follow God's direction and change. Like the Magi, we should take others with us so we can have discussions which will guide us in recognizing and solving problems. Be prepared to receive confusing signals which may send us in different directions and cause us some anxiety. We can't let that slow us down. We must continue to pray for guidance. All of us have walked life's path long enough to know ways to find our true direction. We can be courageous in our search for justice and brave enough to continue on our quest. We need to be ready to accept God on God's terms and be willing to find God, not in kings, but in everyday people. The Magi found all of this on their journey, and we can too. Let me share some of the connections I found in this story. The wise men had most likely spent their lives studying stars. That's kind of hard to believe, but they lived in a time before GPS. So travel was directed by the stars. In those days, it was to be found, God was to be found in the dome in the sky. So of course, messages from God would show up in the sky. The Magi discovered a moving star and decided to follow where it led. They believed that because of the heavenly signs, things were changing. Their lives were changing. There was something that they needed to do, and they needed to follow the star. They must have had good lives where they lived, since they could afford a long journey and those precious gifts. Going on this journey was more important than staying where they were. They were willing to leave everything behind and make a long, difficult journey following a star that they had seen in the east. We don't need to have a moving star in the sky to know something is very different and is happening in our lives, in our world. Each of us has kept up with the news and the signs of our times. Are you willing to make a journey which will call upon your resources of money, time, and effort? Such a trip will also be a spiritual pilgrimage. We will not need camels. We can use internet, letters, and phone calls. This journey may well be more important than staying in our comfortable places. This journey may be the most important journey of our lives. Wise men didn't journey solo. They traveled together. They knew that in order to make it to the destination, they needed each other. They wanted to journey together for safety and the insight a traveling companion could give. Think about the discussions that they may have had around the fire at night. How far will we travel? Do we have the strength and the resources to continue our trip. Where is the next water? What will we find? The star is so bright. Surely we go to find a new king. We, like the Magi, have questions and problems and need to talk with our friends and our acquaintances. How can we help the LGBTQ, especially those who are trans? What aid can we give to the refugee? What about the hungry families whose support programs may be cut? Who is helping those in need of housing? We need discussions about these things. We need the help of others on our search so that we can find good strategies which may bring us some peace and some ways to help. Each of us needs to remember we don't journey to find God. God is always with us as we pass through the various deserts of our life. We need our travelers. Our spouses need each other. Children need their parents. We all need our friends and spiritual siblings. We need places which we can meet fellow pilgrims on the journey of faith who will accompany us. Our community's pilgrimage is a family journey, one done in communion, trying not to leave anyone behind, but getting everyone moving. The journey of the Magi reminds us that we need to be guided by others in our path of faith. Mixed messages and confused signals. Do we get them? Of course. And so did the Magi. They stopped at the wrong house. Instead of finding an infant child to pay homage to, they found Herod. Can you feel the fear and the difficulty of presenting yourself to the wrong king? Herod is also frightened because the wise foreigners who were guided to his palace as they followed a sign everyone was believed was from God, they inquired of a baby born king of the Jews, and Herod had no such child. You might think that Herod had all the power, but the threat of another ruler that might displace him leaves him feeling very insecure. No one then or now wants a frantic ruler in charge of their lives. All of Jerusalem is just as terrified as to what Herod might do. We also may be feeling a little bit like those in Jerusalem. We are so unsettled about just what our new crowned ruler might do. Our fears have been building these past months. Will the innocent be massacred again? Will countries and alliances be broken? Will the military be in our streets? Will families be broken up and sent to countries far away? We don't know. Before I let you sit with that worry too long, let me guide you to something that happened in our story that we really shouldn't miss. Only the wise men left Herod's palace after learning where the newborn king might be found. None of the experts around Herod, who knew the scriptures inside and out, were curious enough to make that short journey. Even though the wise men, who had already journeyed many hundreds of miles, left with zeal. Herod feigned an interest in seeing the child, but he was only trying to deceive the Magi so that he could assassinate the baby. All of the experts there seemed to have no desire to discover whether it might be true that the Messiah was a short distance away. Remember, the star wasn't just shining for the Magi. They didn't have special goggles that others didn't have. But only they were courageous enough to leave where they were and set out to follow the star's light. What we need to be ready to do is to gather our courage and set out to follow the light of Christ. That light has not lost its brilliance. We don't need goggles to find it. But we need the realization that our God has been and is always with us, guiding us. The Magi got to Bethlehem because they allowed themselves to be guided by a star. We also need to listen to the guidance that we receive. We can hear our guidance in the cry of the poor, those hungering for justice, the refugee. The wise men were also willing to accept God on God's terms, not on their terms, or the way they expected God to be. I know that because when the wise men found Jesus, he was far from what they must have been expecting. They likely expected to find a newborn king in a palace, not in a stable. He should be wrapped in royal silk, not swaddling clothes. He should be surrounded by courtiers, not animals and shepherds. Yet when they found him, as he was, they didn't turn back to the palace. They were willing to let their own categories be changed by God, rather than to fit God into their categories. They needed to change their ideas about power, about God, and about people. In short, they had to change themselves and see that God's power is not like that of the powerful kings of this world. God's ways are not as we imagine them or as we might wish them to be. God is different. Likewise, throughout life, we must learn God's ways and how to conform our ways to God's. This is what we need to realize in the time of our ruler. Our God is different. Our God's ways are different. The Magi showed us how the encounter with Jesus is meant to change us. The wise men returned home by another route, not just a detour to evade Herod. They returned changed. They returned differently than when they arrived, converted and more to the new king's ways and categories, to the ways of faith, to the ways of Christ-like love. If we take another way, we can transform our uncertainty, our anger, our pain and disappointment into compassion and action for others. We can limit the damage to others by transforming the darkness into light and our weakness into strength for ourselves and for others. When I stop giving into fear and simply listen, I can hear the voice of Jesus telling me to love God, to love my neighbor, and to love myself. And I know God's eternal reign of peace, justice, and love is the deeper truth, no matter what I hear on the news. When we come together today with others on our pilgrimage to bring God our gifts and our sacrifices, our whole lives, we should leave changed. Changed by the word we heard. Changed by truly praying and offering our petitions. We should be changed by becoming one with our God on the inside and the outside. Changed by sharing the bread and wine, by becoming Jesus' body here on earth. Our gathering for prayer is meant to change our life forever and send our journeying back by a different way, transformed for the better. Not following a star or our own way, but following the way of Jesus.